All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Couple of Nukes. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Whiskey, and I got two guest stars here with me today. But before I go ahead and introduce them, I just want to talk about some things. It's been about a month or more since I last recorded the Duty Day Blues trilogy. Obviously, that was released in segments, three segments, so it's lasted for a while. Well, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our two very special guest stars, all here representing the LGBTQ plus community proudly. Fuck. So we're going to start with the Sandman, not Lord Morpheus himself, but debatably better looking and just as tired looking, just as emo gothic era kind of style, and definitely better looking, definitely a heavier weight at least, and he's got cooler bangs. Go ahead and introduce yourself, say hello something.
Howdy.
He's shy. Introduce yourself a little louder.
Hello, I am here.
Yeah, for those of you who couldn't hear him, even after I did this, he said, hello, I am here, kind of in that way, kind of the way Ohio talks, very robotically. And then we have a man, may I call him a femboy, may I call him a mighty warrior, a masculine menace. He liked to go by the name of Twink, which, go ahead.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
So, Twink, I first heard that word just maybe a year or two ago. I never heard of it, and I never was really big on the internet before. Where exactly did that word come from? Do you have any idea of its origins? Or
Sandman, you either?
Yeah, so it's a pretty popular word among gay men. It's like you kind of got twinks and then what they call bears, right? So if you think of a bear, think of like, you know, you're a manly man, you know, hairy, big, strong.
Not Cocaine Bear.
Yeah, not Cocaine Bear.
Brand new movie.
Maybe Cocaine
Go see
Bear.
It might as well be. Depends on what area you are in. If you live at a military base, obviously there's only ghettos and one overpriced tourist town nearby. So good chances of finding cocaine.
Yep.
In fact, I actually met a man from Florida who would go around Charleston to the parking garages and public bus stops and just give out cocaine to homeless people and crack. Is crack and cocaine the same thing pretty much, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so give homeless people water or
free cocaine.
Oh, yeah. No, I support
He gave it out for free. Well,
free
his reward
for the homeless. I support it.
His reward was watching their behavior afterwards. It's like a movie, only you pay the price of cocaine. Well, why pay? Movie tickets are expensive. I went to Fathom Events, not a sponsor, does this thing where they'll get movies from Japan like Godzilla against Mechagodzilla, which is actually Godzilla versus Kiyu, and then Godzilla Tokyo SOS. They did Shin Ultraman. And so I'll go. But between the tickets and even just a large popcorn, unlimited refills, and a beverage for me, I was with the military discount, nonetheless, it's still pretty expensive. And to take your family, it's like $80 almost, maybe, if you have like a family of three or four. And one time I went with a boy who ordered like two burgers, fries, like a pizza, it racks up. But we found, I talked about this one time on my podcast before, Evo Cinema in Hampton, not a sponsor, but great place. They have reclining seats, a bar, a restaurant. They bring in the food to you. Pretty amazing. But going back, so that's a big burly man.
Yeah, but like specifically a big burly gay man, right?
Okay. Mm.
So then a twink is kind of like the opposite of that. Smaller, typically thin, but like a more feminine gay man, right?
Right. Yeah, I was called that once or twice. I didn't know what it was. And of course, I associate with Twinkies, not a sponsor. I don't think I've ever eaten a Twinkie. My parents raised me. They were like, Twinkies are awful. They didn't like the flavor of it. So I never tried it because I wouldn't go out of my way to buy something my parents didn't like. And they were in charge of all the groceries. So
honestly, I never really
healthy.
Yeah, the same. I was going to say, you look like you've eaten Twinkies just because you enjoy.
I don't eat Twinkies. That's right.
He doesn't eat Twinkies. He eats Twinks. All right. Understood.
Honestly, my only experience with Twinkies growing up are the movies WALL-E and Zombieland. So
WALL-E as in Eva.
The little robot dude, the Pixar movie.
So guys, I want your opinion on this. I think we should eject all our trash into space. Why are people against it? Give me, I'm not a rocket scientist, I'm just a nuclear scientist, but like, why, what's the issue?
Are you looking for a serious answer?
Yeah, a serious, okay, if you want to give me a joke answer, go ahead, Sandman. What's your joke answer? He doesn't have one. Thanks. All right. Thanks for no input at all.
All right. I'm going to give you a serious answer. This is a perfectly good reason to not, actually two perfectly good reasons to not launch all that trash in space. First of all, rocket fuel is fucking expensive, all right?
Counter-argument, graphene space elevator. Continue on.
The other thing is, no matter how far or fast you put it out into space, the way orbits work, eventually it's going to come back around and hit us, all right? So at some point, you're just going to have flaming trash coming back through the atmosphere, raining down on your fucking head. So
one could say it's like a negative comment you make in a teasing manner to your dating partner. They will bring it back up in an argument. Even if you were joking and they laughed, they will bring it back up and you will deal with it later. So what I'm hearing is we need to weaken Earth's gravity so that it doesn't attract all this trash that we send into space. Well, if we can send drones to literally Jupiter's moon and Jupiter's other moon and Jupiter's other moon and Jupiter's other moon, why can't we send trash in small... Never mind. It's a lot. It's expensive. All right. Let's bury it all at the bottom of the ocean. I say we build underwater cities like Rapture. Andrew Ryan was a great guy, in my opinion.
here's an idea. What about borehole technology?
Just honestly, bore it in the ground and just throw it...
Hold on a second. I need some scientific insight into that. So what are you talking about right now?
Well, just like we were thinking about for like nuclear material, you could bury it deep underground so it's not a problem anymore.
I think if we just made trash edible, then we wouldn't have a trash crisis. Hold on there, shipmate. You want to? We record a podcast called Couple of Nukes. I'm the host, Mr. Whiskey. Don't give your name or any identifiable information, but if you just want to say hi as a shout out, a holler out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're out here.
Yeah, we got a shipmate, red and white floral Hawaiian shirt, enjoying day one of the fast cruise with us. How you doing? How's your time in the Navy been?
Oh, yeah. You know, there's ups and downs.
Good and bad.
Right. Right now, we're in the... in the bad swing, but...
It can only go up, right?
Yeah, that's
right. It can only go up. So, thank you. Awesome. Appreciate you, shipmate.
No problem.
Hooyah. Proud to be your shipmate. What a nice guy.
Yeah.
He kind of looked like Will Ferrell or one of the guys from Step Brothers if he ate a lot. But that's just my personal opinion. All right. Now, sorry, you were saying borehole technology?
What? Bore.
Oh, bore. Okay. My bad. Sorry, had something else on the mind.
That would be good.
Voring does not apply to gay or straight. I think anyone can be vored. For those of you at home, I just learned that term like 3 days ago. Outside of work, outside of uniform, because we are professionals, I learned that it's like when you are swallowed whole by something and you just kind of chill out on their stomach.
Yeah.
Now, I have seen a lot of people swallowed whole on a lot of occasions, but all for genuine, safer work reasons. For example, Flapjack in Bubby, you got Pinocchio. Pinocchio's dad was swallowed by a whale, right?
I think Pinocchio was in there for a little.
You mention it,
Noah
Jack. And I'm kind of afraid to see what the internet has to say about it.
Right. I mean, if you look up most disturbing scenes from Flapjack, you already have enough content, you know, to get mixed up on.
Make it worse.
Right. Rule 34 combined. Yeah. Shoot. Nah, finally. I have all of them. Reality can be whatever I want it to be. Quote, probably Admiral Rickover. Well, regardless, boring. I was also going to say Jonah, if we want to get biblical. And there's other...
Yeah.
Nemo. Nemo's dad, probably named Marlin, probably funny guy. Funny fish. He's a clownfish. Probably told a funny joke about a sea cucumber. It walks up. No, it doesn't walk up. It swims because we're underwater, so right. And I'm not going to go... I'm not going to repeat the whole mansplaining a joke. You know, I got told I mansplained a joke this morning, but Marlin, what's his name?
I think it's Marlin.
Marlin, yeah. Him and Dory were inside a whale. You know, I have to say his top five fictional languages. Klingon, whale.
Elvish.
Sure, we could say Elvish. That's good. That's good enough. That's good. So, yeah. Anyway, boring. Going back to borehole technology. Sandman. What? I'm looking to you for expertise on this. You said borehole technology. Explain it. Explain what it is. I definitely talked over you or wasn't listening.
But borehole
my specialties, especially in relationships, romantic ones to be exact. Right, guys.
No. Okay.
Twink's a good man. So,
all right, so what borehole technology is? it take our already knowledge in like drilling shit for like oil refineries and all that.
Yep. God bless America. Oil.
Yeah. You just dig underground and put your trash in the hole.
What's the difference between that and a landfill at this point then?
Well, it's
just the
deeper underground and it doesn't affect the environment.
Well, that's what I've always thought is that if I ever had to poop, I'm just going to put a hole in a chair and dig really deep down and just bury it.
Yeah. Or
it works. It does. It worked a long time ago. Well, that's how I imagine toilets were invented. Some guy cut a hole in a wooden chair and was like, aha, thou hast an idea. But you know, I can only imagine. I always wanted to be a knight growing up. And then my history buff friend was like, my roommate King, he was like, well, actually, Mr. Whiskey, they were rapists. They were filthy peasants. There was no code of conduct. All this is fictional. They were awful. Of course.
Referencing who I think you're referencing?
Yes, I am referencing he who hail, you know. Well, hold on. No, Jesus. Hold on. Let me take that back. We're not referring to Adolf Hitler. We are referring to a shipmate who was a strange little fella, became my roommate. We changed around papers, so I was always his roommate because no one else really wanted to deal with him. Great guy. Nice guy. Strange.
Like some cheese and Rice Krispies.
Yes, we have referenced to cheese and Rice Krispies on this podcast a few times. But don't knock it till you try it. He also likes clam chowder. I believe chowder. New England style, not Manhattan. Manhattan is red broth, I believe. He likes the white, creamy clam chowder. Well, speaking of... Anyway, I'm not going to call you guys out, but... yeah, so...
Going back to the trash subject... I don't know if y'all played the video game Stray, the one about the cat who runs around the city, but I like
eating
the idea.
Trash.
Yeah, I like the idea of like bacteria eating trash, even if it does end up taking, you know, the whole lower part of a city or whatever.
Well, let's just put it in poor communities.
Yeah,
no,
I mean that's what they did in Stray.
Well, really, the world crises, all of them, would all be solved if we had Megamind's dehydration gun.
Yellow.
Think about it. He cleared all the streets of trash, simping nonetheless. What a G. What a Chad. And obviously later on, there's a scene. They have their little breakup because, you know, there's secrets revealed from their relationships and they're walking away in the rain. And she did look back, but regardless... The rain rehydrates all the compressed atomic cubes of trash. But had Megamind, you know, taken it one step further and put all the cubes in somewhere that would not ever be hydrated in any sense, it would have been perfect.
Yeah.
No, underground, we can't risk that. Sinkholes, moisture deposits, rainwater, just changes in...
Deep underground.
Just put it in like a vault somewhere with like...
Yeah.
Right.
With like drainage systems and stuff. So get all
if
the water out.
Never mind. I was going to say if we just ate them, but I take that back entirely. I take that back on many levels.
If we can, you know, put submarines way down in the ocean without drowning all of them most of the time, then I think we can put a few dehydrated cubes in a shed
somewhere. A giant metal box and drop it to the bottom of the ocean and hope water never gets in. Or we just launch them into space and... Is there moisture in space?
There's
I don't
like
think
ice
so.
And stuff.
There's like, like comets and meteorites and Pluto is a planet, in my opinion. I don't care what anyone says.
Pluto as a planet, actually.
They've reinstated it and unreinstated it multiple times.
It was a while ago. Maybe it.
The famous Earth scientist, Jeff.
Jeff.
Said that Pluto is a planet. Did you not watch that? It was live streamed from Pluto. And then,
from Pluto?
Oh.
Yes, from Pluto. Yes, I'm referencing
Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty is not a sponsor. Yeah, great show, actually. I haven't seen the last season or the last two seasons because I no longer have Hulu. Hulu is not a sponsor. So, yeah, but going back to trash, if Megamind did snap and it's like, I'm a bad guy again and went into like super dark villain mode, like someone killed Roxanne Ritchie. Or something like that, or killed his longtime frenemy, Metro Man, or Minion, or all of the above, and he really snapped. I think it'd be cool if they did, first off, live action, as well as he takes a dehydrated cube and like shoves it down someone's throat and then like pours water down. He's like, eat on this. Or he goes, olo, and then just does it. You know, he has to say, oh, olo. And, you know, he can't be saying some of his other famous phrases, LOL smiley face. I love people who like read out their texts or people who read emojis. I love it, especially on TV. I've seen some sitcoms and it's like reading and then it's like, state some random emojis like, crap, I didn't mean to send that emoji, asterisk, blah, 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 you know?
I agree with you, except for one part. I'm sick of live action remakes. I don't want...
It doesn't have to be live action. It just would be more gory. Mega Mind, Mega Man. Not make that mistake ever again.
You know what I want to see? I want to see a crossover between Mega Mind and Despicable Me.
The greatest team ever, Groot and Mega Mind. But then every time they say Minions, you're going to have Minion be like, yes, boss. And then you're going to have the Minions being like, banana, like, mellow.
There's like a surprising like cross between the like Despicable Me and Megamind. Like, you've got these villains who end up becoming good at the end. You've got them. You've got someone or a group of people called a minion.
Right.
And then in both, you have like a bunch of like one-eyed little like dome head things.
Is Admiral Rickover a villain and are we minions? Yet to be determined. Here's my thing. Let's talk about spoilers for some movies, I guess. But let's talk about characters who should have died in movies to make it so much more meaningful. And specifically kids' movies. Honestly, I think Wreck-It Ralph should have died. They made a second movie, right? Ralph Breaks the Internet.
Yeah.
Wasn't a fan. First Wreck-It Ralph, when he's like, no, just me. And he breaks free of Turbo and he's about to fall into the heart of the volcano. And he's like, I'm bad and that's good. I'll never be good and that's not bad because I am who I am. And then they save him last minute. No, he should have died. I felt like that would have portrayed the story and the emotions so well. Do you guys agree or disagree?
Okay, so I agree. I agree on not on Wreck-It Ralph. I actually really liked the ending of Wreck-It Ralph. But I agree on a lot of things where they just like bring characters back or save them last second when their sacrifice would have been like so much
right.
more meaningful.
Right.
Like Olaf in Frozen 2, he should have stayed.
Hold on now. I have not seen Frozen 2. What I did see, now I know Olaf lives because he's made out of snow. Well, I saw Frozen 1. I never saw Frozen 2. Never saw Lego Movie 2 either, so we can't bring that up.
I saw Lego Movie 2. Honestly,
what is your take on the whole, it goes from a Lego movie to it's a real movie about father and son relations. That whole thing, like, now that I'm older, I appreciate it more. Yeah. But at the same time, I also just wanted the Lego movie.
I don't know. I like it.
Wait, what do you say? Funny Lego go, haha. Crystal go burr.
No, I thought it was a pretty cool and creative turn of events showing that, like, the whole movie was actually just this little kid's imagination. Because, like, growing up, I was very imaginative, and that's honestly, like, exactly how I felt playing with Legos.
I was a Lego master. I would say I was a master builder by birth. I actually, the first things they gave me in the hospital were not boobs to drink milk from, but Legos to play with.
Yeah, it's like all you needed to sustain yourself on.
Well, now, and you know what? Yeah, I mean, if I was offered boobs and Legos right now, I would beg for both. Why can't I have both? But if I had to choose, we're going to leave that up to everyone to decide what they think. But yeah, it was good. Now, in that movie, what is the Black Wizard man's name? Is it like Vitruvius or Metruvius?
He's
blind. Yeah. Right? He's blind. And they say, you're going to stay and watch. You're going to be the security guard. And he's like, okay. And he's like staring at a wall. That's what I feel like when they put me on play access watch standard or something. It's like, all right, I know tons about security. Of course, I do have basic firearm training. And I have watched a lot of fighting animes. Who else should have died? I had a whole list made up with my sister once of people who should have died or whose deaths would have made the movie so much better.
All right, I'll give you one that should
Minion.
Not have died.
They brought Minion back in Megamind. Again,
yeah.
These are kids' movies, so they're always happy endings.
Yeah, Minion should have died, though, for sure.
I thought you said the Minion should have died. I was like, all of them? A plague?
All the Minions should have died. Like, fuck the Minions.
Gru becomes a doctor, the Black Plague. He's got to save the last Minion. Yeah.
No, I'll give you an example of what a character that should not have died when they did die.
Okay. Well, give the movie first, and because I don't want spoilers.
All right.
For you at home, you can always just skip past it. I can't skip past it, and I can't erase it.
It's an old movie, so, like, at this point, it's your fault. But, like, yeah. I Am Legend with Will Smith.
You've never heard of I Am Legend? He sleeps in a bathtub. There's a Doberman. There's zombies. There's a radio. He's, like, the only man in New York. It's Will Smith. I Am Legend, I, Robot. Yeah. You don't understand. All his movies have to start with I. So my mom has always mentioned it. In that movie, there's a poster for Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
And it's like predicted for the year that it did come out or something. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Superman should have died in Batman versus Superman. I hate Superman. I'm speciesist in the sense of I have a lot of hatred towards aliens. I don't think they're all bad, but whenever it comes to aliens or demons or any creatures thinking they're better than humans, I get extremely triggered. That's why I love Guts when he's like, who else other than humans could hate you so much? And but regardless, going back.
My man hates the Ultimate Dominion from Skyrim.
But I have not seen I Am Legend. It is a very famous movie. My mom always mentioned it, and we would put it on, and I've seen clips of it, but I've never watched it beginning to end. I definitely should. I've never seen a bad Will Smith movie, I don't think. Some people crapped on Gemini Man. I haven't seen that yet. That's where they made you from me. They make a twin of Will Smith. And he has to fight his twin. Yeah. I don't know if that was good.
I saw that movie.
What do you think? What do you guys think? It was okay from Sandman.
No, I saw that movie. I thought it was pretty good. It is a little weird.
As a Gemini and a twin, I think would be pretty cool to watch. But going back.
I will say, as far as bad Will Smith movies, first of all, the Aladdin remake. I hate that movie.
Hold on. What did you not like about it? So I never saw Aladdin. So I was with a woman in Mississippi, and then her and I stayed up all night, and we watched original Aladdin, live action Aladdin, original Lion King, live action Lion King. I had never seen all of those, really. I had seen the cartoons when I was very young, vaguely remembered. I got internet trolled. Someone made a trailer for like a Mufasa movie or a Scar movie. I think it was fan-made, though. But that would be pretty cool. But going back, you were saying you didn't like live action?
No, I really did not.
What are your complaints with it?
All right, so I do like Will Smith's portrayal of the genie. I thought that it added an interesting spin to the genie. That being said, it obviously just doesn't compare to the original Robin Williams portrayal of the genie. Like,
oh my gosh, we were talking about him dying today because someone said Robin Williams. Someone made a very insensitive joke about the Suicide Zone ships and Robin Williams and who we should name the ship after. But regardless, you can make the joke yourself. I was like, Robin Williams. I recognize that name. I was like, Jumanji? And they were like, why is that the first movie that came to mind? And I was like, what other movies has he been in? If you said it, I probably know, but I don't know. Sometimes either I know a actor in every movie they've been in, or I know the actor in every movie they've been in, but I don't know the actor, if that makes sense. They said Mrs. Doubtfire, which I've never seen the whole movie. I know a few nukes who role-played it in real life, if you know what I mean. But so he was in the original Aladdin?
Yeah, he was the genie.
Okay.
He was the voice of the genie in the original Aladdin.
Okay. Yeah, someone made an Aladdin reference. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't recall it enough to criticize it, but you just, what did you not like about it again? You said the way the genie was portrayed was good, what else about it? Did they change anything major in the storyline?
They had that weird scene with Princess Jasmine, and like she had like her own solo song or something where they did like feminism girl power, which I don't know how y'all feel about feminism. Personally, I call myself a feminist, but I really hate pink capitalism, as they call it. I hate when companies just try to appeal to women and feminism just for the dollar, which is honestly like another reason why I don't like the live action remake, is that it's like purely just capitalizing.
Not even just appealing to the audiences, just changing the storyline. When you say remake, we want it exactly. I feel like I speak for myself when I say that. Sandman, what about you? When someone says they're going to make a remake, you want the real thing. Now,
honestly,
if you
like
said a spin-off, a spin-off is fine. Like the Lightyear movie, I cried. It was really intense. It was very emotional.
Oh, I haven't even seen it yet.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
If you are taking small children, that is not a movie for small children. It was the most serious movie. I cried. Now, I cry when I watch anything. I'm a very emotional, you know, sensitive man myself. I'm not a twink or a bear. But, you know, I really want to make a movie called Cocaine Bear. But, like, we have to put in parentheses. No. I understand the Cocaine Bear movie, my fiance wants to see it, but like Cocaine Bear, but then parentheses, something that indicates it's actually about like a big gay man goes on a rampage,
just like
or something
big,
on crack.
Like baseball coach
like,
or something on the cover.
Baseball coach. All right, sure. Start swinging around. See what we can swing into. But no, we got to put parentheses like, I don't know. We could make him a furry as well who has a fursona who is Cocaine Bear. So he's like, I'm Cocaine Bear in all senses. Say, man, why are you groaning like you don't like fursonas?
Oh, because I don't.
I will say, for you out there who keeps making Rule 34, Tony the Tiger, they're great. Please stop. They show up on my Instagram feed. They're not recommended for me, Instagram feed. But they're out there. Frosted Flakes are great. The fan art are not great. Well, you know what? I guess if I was into that, I'd be like, this is some good artwork. Hot. I could say, what were you going to say? Hot and bothered, Tony the Tiger. Oh, you had some research.
Hot take. Almost all cereal is garbage.
Almost all.
Well.
Almost all
cereal. I'm going to stop you right there. Sandman, you agree? You look like you eat a lot of cereal.
No.
Or just the Navy has me. No, even in the Navy, I don't ever grab the cereals unless there's nothing good for breakfast.
Yeah.
I'm very picky with the breakfasts in the Navy. On the ship. In Nuke School, breakfast was, as they say, bussin', which is a word I also learned relatively recently.
Really? That's
as in
almost outdated now.
A year
okay.
ago, I would say, I had someone who always said bussin' in my life. And I was like, bussin'? Never heard of that.
Yeah.
For a minute, I almost misspoke and said bussies. So that's the problem with bussin' and bussies. Bussin' bussies. Wow. Alliteration is very powerful. But what were we saying? Cereal. So I like, now none of these cereals are a sponsor. They're more than welcome to sponsor the episode. You know, email us at coupleofnukes@gmail.com and, you know, we can arrange something. But Special K cereal is pretty good. They have different types. The yogurt cluster one I like, but in very infrequently, they have Special K. You know what Special K cereal is, right?
Nah.
Imagine a Frosted Flake, but it's healthy. It's not coated in sugar. It's just like brown and crunchy. Very delicious.
Frosted Flakes, but even worse.
No. It's very healthy. They taste good. They do taste good.
Okay.
And they have little chocolate bar pieces in it because chocolate can be healthy. Apparently, it's an aphrodisiac. Would anyone like to split a chocolate bar tonight?
Yeah.
Keyword split. You. We both need to be in the mood.
Yeah, I got you.
Speaking of split, one of my favorite movies. Anyway. Going back to cereal, I love Golden Grahams, one of my favorite cereals. I'm not a big fan of junk food cereal now. As a kid, not even then. I mean, my family was a promoted healthy eating almond milk, soy yogurt. Never have it. I'm sorry. I had it one time and I almost threw up all over the cafeteria in high school. I don't know what soy is. I know it comes from a plant. I know yogurt should not be made from it. Yogurt?
Yeah. Beans.
Beans? Bean chilling?
Oh, yeah. Soybeans. He's right.
Soybeans. Well, that's why I said a plant.
Yeah.
Beans are a plant.
It's bean milk.
Hold on. Tangent. Little rant about plants. For those of you who don't know, because there was a Polish woman. I'll say girl. We're going back to high school. So she was a girl in my class, biology. I think I was in biology honors, and I was like, you know what, for schedule purposes, let's go regular biology, or it was the only class that could fit me into. She argued with me that potatoes were not a plant, that they were a mineral and a rock. I was like, excuse me? Potatoes are alive. She's like, what? I was like, and then someone was like, they're not a vegetable, they're a tuber. Look, it's a plant. It grows underground. I love growing potatoes. It's pretty cool. I haven't done it in a while. Now, of course, none of my shipmates from Idaho are here to defend themselves. Am I the only Irishman here? Idaho and Irishmen are the most potato-related subjects we have.
Yeah, my family
other than
from
me.
Scotland, so like...
Okay. Also, you're my enemy.
Hey,
you're the most non-Scottish man I've ever met in my life. So...
We both got the British in common.
Do Scottish people...
Hate the British.
Do Scottish... Okay, who doesn't hate the British? British audience, we love you.
No, we don't.
The entire world
hates you. But okay, we're Americans. The entire world hates us too.
Well, I love Britain.
But I'm also partially French. But, you know.
What Sandman is talking about French now. Are you saying you also hate the British because you're French? I think if we didn't teach history, there'd be no racism. That's just my personal opinion. Some people want to say it will form again. But it's like, I feel like...
I don't agree with you.
I feel like if we didn't teach it, I would have no reason to hate other country if I just always thought America was a country and it always got along with every other country. But anyway, that's a huge theory thing. I think I've talked about this before on a podcast, can't help myself. But going back to... We were talking about... Scottish. Do Scottish people also wear a kilt or is that only Irish?
I don't...
I'm trying to make a connection to your twinkness and your heritage.
I don't
want to say all Scots are twinks. I will have like five drunken, angry ones at my doorstep somehow. They'll be like, What did you say? I can't do a Scottish accent.
I don't think Irish wear kilts.
Irish people do.
I thought.
Really?
Now you're.
It was only Scottish.
I will defend. I've seen. No,
I've never seen an Irish person wear a kilt.
Yeah. This maybe it is Scottish. Definitely Scottish.
But Irish people play bagpipes too, don't they? Irish and Scottish cultures are like completely different, but completely similar. Yeah. I guess. It's like, God. This is like when. Anyway, I was going to go on a tangent about some guy who was a great conqueror, Alexander the Great. And some history nerd once told me about like how certain people in areas of Greece or other countries argue if he was actually Greek or Macedonian. They all want to claim that him as them. Going back to British, I was going to say I do love a sexy British accent.
Oh, yeah.
Is rugby originated from? Did it originate in British? I know people from the UK, which is part of Britain, right?
Yeah.
Or well, vice versa.
Yeah.
But they like rugby. You know, it's pretty cool.
Would you consider football to be American rugby?
Yeah. Football's.
You mean pussy rugby? Because you have to wear safety gear? Yeah. Let's make hockey without safety gear. I will endorse it. Man, you know how much money I would make people. Let's also make gladiator fighting a thing.
Great blood sport.
Stuff. I have argued with shipmates a lot about me. If they put me in a coliseum with animals, we were talking about what animals we think we could take on and not. And I'm talking about me at my prime. Like, this is inspired by a lot of things. Record of Ragnarok, the human spirit, you know, the indomitable human spirit. The Bible. There's a lot of things that make me think I could fight animals. But regardless.
I'm gonna pray my way out of this.
No. No, I just, right. But we were talking about, I think I could fight a giraffe. People think a giraffe swinging his head down at full velocity would kill me in a single blow or break all my ribs. I think I could block it if I do some fist of flowing water, crushing rock, Garo defense. That's a One Punch Man reference. And it's probably a real martial arts combat.
It's probably not that hard to dodge.
You could also dodge. Yep.
It's head.
Now, I think the perfect thing is to bust the back of a kneecap of a giraffe. Boom, it's down. And then you get in a chokehold and just punch it in the face. Or you could break its jaw open. They don't have great jaws. Their jaw strength has to be minimum. They eat leaves with a 10-inch tongue or a huge purple tongue. We have looked up giraffe penis and tongues on multiple occasions and made multiple conversations about that outside of work, outside of uniform. And Sandman, do you remember anything? Do you remember any of the measurements? I believe 4 feet is the average giraffe penis size.
I don't remember talking about this.
You probably weren't there. We'll call him the one history guy we all know was there for sure. He was there. He was there for sure. Because we were talking about if you could reach up and grab it and use it as to fight the giraffe or you punch it, you know. Now, I'm not going to say there have been occasions in the bedroom where I have been punched by accident. You know, penis head on with fist. But I will say I imagine it hurts. And I will say if you did it to a giraffe, I imagine it hurts. Anyway. There's a scene in the Three Stooges where somehow they throw peanuts to a dolphin. It gets stuck in the blowhole. The dolphin like starts choking and dying. They give it the Heimlich. The peanut shoots out across the zoo and like smacks the nut of a lion. And you just see blood form in his eye. And he goes, just everyone felt that. Going back to cereals, Golden Grahams is my favorite cereal, obviously.
That's a throwback.
But you know what cereal I always wanted that my parents, either they got it once as a special occasion or we never had it. I think we had it once. It's like little chocolate chip cookies and there's a wolf on the box.
Yeah.
There's probably fan art of that wolf too. What's his name? Cookie Crisps. Yeah, of course. The Sandman knows. Thank you. Well, got him. Well, yeah. Fruit Loops. I eat that on occasion. Apple Jacks, which is just Fruit Loops with less colors, less inclusive Fruit Loops, is what we'll call Apple Jacks. I haven't really had those, but those are fine.
Cheerios are just the least inclusive.
right. There was an Oreo Bits cereal, which was like, Honey Nut Cheerios. I love Honey Nut Cheerios. I can eat a lot of those. I can eat like 2 or 3 bowls in a sitting. Full bowls. They're good. Good for your cholesterol. Lowers your cholesterol.
All right,
I will live forever.
The best O's cereal is O's. It's called O's because it's the
O stands for Ozempic. Not a sponsor. But yeah, there's Bits and Oats of Honey. There's a lot of good cereals. There's a lot of healthy cereals. American supermarkets, I can't speak for other countries, but American supermarkets do have like a full aisle just to junk food cereals, like dedicated.
Yeah.
But I usually pick and choose. But you don't like cereal at all?
I will say
name at least one cereal you like.
So in boot camp, they just had like granola in one of like the cereal dispensers
for the purposes of yogurt and oatmeal toppings.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you would just eat it.
I would just like
granola
put a
is
bowl
fine.
Of granola and then put milk in that. And that's the only, because like every other cereal I feel just gets soggy too fast. Like,
well, this is where we differ. Him and I are built different. We are not the same. He puts milk in his cereal. Actually, I'm not the same from everyone else. Because, Sam, do you put milk in your cereal?
Do you just eat dry cereal?
I eat dry cereal, one piece of cereal per finger pinch at a time, like popcorn. How do you eat popcorn? You put milk on popcorn? No, you don't. You sprinkle M&Ms in there, though, so they get nice and warm and melt in your mouth. But
actually, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it is pretty good. Because, and I want to say, like, a sweet and savory thing. Like, I don't want to say popcorn is savory, but...
It's like,
you know,
salty.
It depends.
Yes,
yeah, it's
salty,
like salty.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love salty stuff in our mouth here on this podcast.
Yeah,
and in the Navy. And in the
creamy.
Army and Marines as well. And Air Force and Coast Guard and military. And the world. Well, not everywhere in the world. Watch out. But, Salmon, how do you eat your cereal?
Well, I have my cereal.
Yes.
Like, normally, I guess.
He said normally as a little jab at me instead of specifically describing the detailed process through which he goes to get his cereal ready.
So, I do use milk.
Right. Is it breast milk? Is it strawberry milk? Is it chocolate milk? Is it goat, horse, Tasmanian devil milk, which you have to go inside the pouch for, as we learned the other day?
Well, ideally, probably goat milk, but...
Why goat milk?
Have access to
what it. Makes goat milk superior to a loving mother's milk, who is a human woman who has... Animals and plants have emotions, but humans have more emotions.
It's not abundant.
Women's breast milk or goat's milk? Or men's breast milk. There's rumors, it's an internet myth, that if you suck on a man's nipple long enough, he will lactate. I don't know if that's true. I've never researched it. I don't think we have the organs for it. I don't know.
I've heard that men can lactate. I don't know. I think it's like particularly
if you have experimentation.
Through genetic experimentation, quote the salmon. I think
I'm kidding.
Like naturally high estrogen count or something like that, you'll probably.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, people have used this to, like, well, then if I suck on a woman's nipple long enough, will they lactate?
Well,
it doesn't make sense because
true,
here's the thing. The physical motion is like that of breastfeeding, but on a hormone level, your body knows if you're pregnant or not.
Right.
That's kind of how Plan B works, by cheating the system. But, and I know I'm not pregnant, but if we could connect the mind and the body so you can control everything in your body with your thoughts... while still keeping it involuntary, keeping those involuntary functions like breathing and all the thousands of little things like Osmosis Jones Adventures, everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but if we could do that, it'd be pretty cool because you could just think, I want my muscles to grow more, and you could focus on your arms and stuff. Then you could think, I'm pregnant. But what if you thought it to the point that you did form a baby and then it had to come out through your pee? It came out through your penis. I mean, I hate to say it. I hate to be vulgar, but that would be bad. Someone drew a comic of it, and it showed up on my Instagram. I had a meme taken down for violating sexual guidelines of Instagram. Instagram's not a sponsor. I run a meme page, and it was just a picture of SpongeBob licking Bakugo in a Hooters outfit. And there was nothing wrong with it. Then it got taken down. But nude art that showed nipples or a person birthing through their penis doesn't get it taken down. That's my beef with you, Instagram. There needs to be, it's like the actual legal system of the world. It's not fair at all. One person gets called out and everyone else gets to go. I get arrested for speeding, but everyone else is speeding twice as fast as me and racing twice as fast as I wasn't racing. But just people, like, we need sensors underneath the road, or we need Virginia to do what they actually say and monitor by aircraft or like a satellite and it targets everyone. Now, I'm against tracking anyone's vehicle. Actually, I drive a vehicle with no computer in it. Take that, big government, but you know, no, okay, because Will Smith, I am basically Will Smith because Will Smith, no, I will venture that I'm Will Smith for the reason that in iRobot, he refuses to drive a car with a computer so he can't get hacked and he drives manually and then everyone's car gets hacked. And it's pretty cool because anytime I get, you know, pincer attacked by 18 wheelers, I feel like Will Smith. Now, I've yet to have a army of robots jump out of both 18 wheelers at me. But anytime I drive between two trucks, you know, dude, some truck drivers speed like crazy. I'm like, truck drivers, I love you, but please get the giant spikes that make me drift over to the curb and into a garter or girder, anything off your... So, garter. No, that's a girder. Sorry, I was thinking girder like a Pokemon. So, have you ever witnessed that where there's spikes are like this big?
Dude, like, I saw the craziest thing. So, this was like, I'm married, and this was like the night of my marriage. Me and my new husband, we were driving to our honeymoon, and we were on the highway, and there was like, there was this car. If y'all have seen Cars,
we got ourselves a nutter. Oh, like in the Cars 3?
No, from the Cars 1. The street racers from like Cars 1, it looked like that. But like it had these like giant like spinning blades.
Are you talking about the cars that...
The wheels that were...
Are you
like,
talking about those cars that Bully Mac, the truck driver, and they're like, we got ourselves a nutter. Let's play some sleepy music. And then Lightning McQueen... Jerks.
Yeah.
Jerks. Anyway, so like those cars.
Yeah,
I see some wild cars.
Yeah, but like he had these massive like blades coming off his wheels.
That's crazy.
That were like taking up his entire...
Supposed to be illegal.
Like, it definitely was illegal.
I just hate it because it's like, do I risk driving close to these spikes and popping my tire, or do I drive slightly off the road into all this debris that will also pop my tire?
I can't
win. Where are these road safety laws? Do you guys... So theoretical question. Do you think we'll ever have flying cars?
I mean, they're already working on it.
They've been working on it. You know,
Japan...
Since Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs won.
Because so far...
Well, the segue isn't what I thought I was going to be, so... No, sorry, the hoverboard... Not segue. White and nerdy. They see me rolling on my segue. No, I'm talking about hoverboards is what I meant.
Yeah, hoverboards,
Which are just handleless segues.
I heard when I first heard about hoverboards, I was like, no way, they actually did it. And then I saw that it was just these stupid two-wheeled... Dumb fucking... Yeah, right. Like you said, segways with no handlebars. I was like...
Dang.
And
like, I
want to
fly,
It's just like everyone who buys a Tesla. Like, they all start catching fire and you get what you deserve.
I hate Tesla's owners. I'm sorry. Like, nothing against their personalities, but they've always been... Anytime I have any altercation with someone driving too fast, driving up my rear, or any type of driving issue that would cause me road rage... I'll talk about a road rage incident in a minute here. I almost got out of my car one time. But it's always a Tesla driver. Also, the way their vehicle is shaped, I can't see past them. I don't like driving behind any vehicle I can't see past. And I saw on GI Gadgets Instagram, I believe that's the name of the account, they post new technology stuff. They made a thing where you have cameras on the front of your car and it live streams to a projector that projects onto the back of your car so you can see through the car. And this was for 18-wheelers. Now people are like, but now I'm going to drive into an 18-wheeler. But I think it's enough so you can see what's in front of them, but you can also still see the 18-wheeler or 16-wheeler. You know, how many wheels doesn't matter. You know, numbers don't matter. Size don't matter. Anyway, Salmon,
I'm
you
sure
were going to
tell yourself that.
Salmon, you were going to talk about something to do with flying cars or hoverboards.
Oh, yeah. So the thing is, they are actually making hoverboards as people expect them. But the way that they're making them is not what is depicted in any media.
They're going to have a fusion reactor inside of it.
Facts.
No. What they use is, like, propellers instead of, like, thrust.
Energy, like, blast. It's going to be, like if I took a conventional house window fan that has two blades and I turned it sideways and I stood on it, it'd be like that.
Just a lot stronger.
Well, in some of my book series, they talk about using propeller technology to levitate, and they also talk about using magnetism to separate objects to... I'm not going to go into it, spoiler alerts, but some cool... I think magnetism should be looked into a lot more.
But yeah, the thing is, with our technology, that's what it's turning to instead of what it depicts.
Right.
Things like drones, flying cars, and hoverboards are all going to be propellers.
Flying car 2 with wings. That's a pretty funny joke in Cloudy Chance of Meatballs. Guy trying to make a flying car with no wings, which...
Their model flying car right now is pretty much just a personal giant drone to fly around it.
I mean, that makes
sense. Hoo-yah. Now, the issue with hoverboards...
Watch Dogs Legions did it first.
Yeah, so what was I going to say about hoverboards? I was going to say, screw all the rich people who get hoverboards when they come out at $5,000 each.
Yeah.
I'm going to take my Razor scooter that I find on Craigslist or in someone's garbage for free, and I'm going to Skirt Around. Yeah, Skirt, Skirt. Cardi B said it in Girls Like You by Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B.
Honestly,
the only Cardi B song I can rap fully is her little, like, 10 sentences in that song.
Honestly, I'll take a $100 bike any day over, like, anything else.
Now,
if
hold
I
on.
Could bike to work every day, I totally would.
I would take, I'm going to one-up you. I've seen this at a lot of shore towns, especially the Jersey Shore. It costs about $2,000 maybe to get one. It is built like a bike, but it's an elliptical. So you stand up on an elliptical. It's like a skinny frame with elliptical, and then you just elliptical down the street. And for those of you who don't know what elliptical is, I don't know how to describe it. It's like you step onto two pads connected to, like, it's like bike pedals. Do you know what an elliptical
weird.
Is?
Yeah, yeah, that's
weird. Yeah, yeah. No, so you're standing up and doing an elliptical, but instead of staying in place, it moves the wheels forward. So it's like an elliptical bike, I guess you could call it. Last I researched them about 6 years ago, it was about $2,000. They look cool. It looks like you're burning a lot more calories and getting in better shape than biking.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know if they had handles that also moved or if you just hold the handles, which would be weird. Mm. Typically, well, with ellipticals, they usually give you the option of, hey, I'm going to move my arms with the handles, or I'm just going to hold on, you know, flat and straight. So, yeah.
I saw this thing that was pretty cool the other day. It was a bike, but it was an electric bike. So instead of having a chain from the pedals to the wheel on the back, when you pedaled the pedals, it generated electricity, right?
Right.
And it had a battery that it stored that electricity in, and then it had a motor that drove the wheels. So,
well, my bike splits uranium to fuel itself. So,
cars.
Well, it sounds like a whole lot of extra steps for nothing. But, like,
well, here's the thing I'm confused about. Have you never seen an electric bike before? Or this is a different type of electric.
No, it is just, it's a regular electric. Okay. I've just never seen it before.
Yeah. Here's the issues with girlfriend's dad's making promises to you, because my ex-girlfriend, well, she wasn't my girlfriend. We called her m'lady, but because we were friends who were, like, dating, but she was immature and had commitment issues. Anyway, her dad was a super cool guy. He's like, yeah, Mr. Whiskey, I got an electric bike. You can take it out. Like, I don't know, anytime, you know, but then she, because of her actions, I can no longer try out the electric bike. I never got a chance to. There wasn't enough time, but I swore they went out. My buddy told me the ones he went on in Charleston, did you ever do the bike tours in Charleston?
No.
They have electric bike tours in Charleston. They might have them in Norfolk too, but, you know, Sandman, what about you? I'm gonna come back to you about some transportation questions relating to your home state, Indiana. But yeah, what I was going to say is, my buddy told me they went up to 32 miles per hour or 28 miles per hour, but someone else said illegal. They said that two-wheeled, non-motorcycle vehicles have limitations on how fast they can go in the streets.
Well, I mean,
I'm not sure what those laws are.
Like, yeah,
it could depend state to state. Well, that's what I'm saying. In Indiana, shoot, you could probably go as fast as you want anywhere outside of the cities.
Yeah,
right? Definitely.
But what's your main method of transportation? Did you drive a tractor around on a farm? Like, what?
I had a truck.
A pickup truck?
A little S10.
A what?
An S10.
I'm not too familiar with trucks.
Sam.
This is just like a little pickup truck.
Like a little pickup truck. Or is that the, what type of truck is it? Or that it is an S10. But, like, is that the same as saying, like, a Ford or a Chevy or
it's a
Santa Cruz or a F-150 or a Ram or a Dodge? I know a lot of truck types. I've been shopping for one. I really want a pickup truck just for the aesthetic and to feel cool and everything. I think they look cool. And it's because I listen to country music and they're all like, get a truck, get a truck. That's, if you listen to country music backwards, it actually says, buy a truck, right? Like in, you know, how they have hidden messages and stuff. But no, I actually saw a Santa Cruz the other day. It's like, it looks like a truck, but it looks like a car too. It's like a hybrid. But yeah, anyway, Indiana.
Cool.
Did you ever have a tractor though?
Not a tractor. We had a backhoe.
Whoa, okay. That's even cooler. My dad had a buddy who never got a license, so he drove a ride-on lawnmower up and down the street.
Nice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. There was no grass, but yeah. So
part excavator, part bulldozer.
Now, I don't think I talked about this on the podcast before, but a road rage incident. I was driving from New Jersey back home to my Norfolk, the greatest home, no place like home, Norfolk. But Newport News. Anyway, paradise, Navy paradise, not Hawaii. It's not Hawaii. It's actually Norfolk. But
that's true. If you, if any of you are in the Navy or like considering joining,
pick
the Navy,
Norfolk. Pick yeah, Norfolk but, as your is your thing. And here's your step one. It's written Norfolk. Say Norfolk, and no one will know you're from a different place, unless you have some kind of crazy accent. I haven't met too many people with accents in the Navy who speak English as a first language. I would say the only people I've met with accents. Or actually, there's a new guy in Reactor. He's a very tiny man, but he had his Italian New Yorker accent. He started letting it out a bit. Wow. Wow, I was impressed. He could argue with my fiance's father, but...
Sailing through the ocean blue, nuclear reactors, my crew, guiding the ship. The stars is our guide, through the waves we ride. Jokes and laughter fill the air, on this voyage we have to share. Working together, side by side, as one family we will abide. In the heart of the ship, we reside. Nuclear operators with pride, powering the vessel with every stride. Our mission, a source of great pride.